couldn't that still work on other avatars too? So let's say my wolf or like a werewolf here.
I mean, it could if you've got the texture space defined in a suitable way. I guess it's more a question of what UV convention you want to use. You know, you could map the entire upper body texture space over your entire werewolf if you wanted to, you know, just define your own UV space, but it would but then if you stored those textures in a shirt or something, the shirts themselves would look funny. You wouldn't actually be able to use them on a system avatar in a reasonable way.
But on, let's say, an avatar like my Lycan, if I could have clothing layers for the Lycan. For even like this werewolf avatar, I could have clothing layers for this avatar, and it wouldn't matter that it doesn't work with the default, as long as that it works with this character. I could sell like a shirt layer with something on it for the werewolf that fits werewolf's UV, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't actually need to for everyone to be using the same UV as long as all of your layers were using the same UV as each other, right? So, you know, you might wind up having a set of kind of standard UVs that different people are using for different types of models, and then as long as you adhere to that standard, then you know that would actually be sort of interesting. Somebody could make a tattoo layer or a shirt, you know, that was compatible with your werewolf if they were able to work in the same UV space.
Right, and I've made it a point to give away my UV maps or to sell them so anybody can use them and create their own textures for anything. Even, let's say, my Cobra, if someone just wanted to have different spots that are on the back of the Cobra, I mean, there could be hundreds of different spots that you could have just for using one of the layers.